I think that what I want to say to her is that I can see the pain in her eyes. And then when I talk to her and when she looks at me and looks away, and I can tell the hurt. I've seen hurt before. I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. And I also see the love that she has for me in there. I can feel the love. But right now, the love isn't stronger than the pain she's trying to inflict on me. And I can't allow that anymore. I'm old enough to know better, old enough to know how a heart can break into pieces when it's crushed. And just not somewhere that I can be right now. Because that brings on depression. Not the kind of depression where you want to commit suicide. I don't think that's ever existed for me. But the kind of depression that doesn't allow you to do much, doesn't allow you to eat, doesn't allow you to focus, keeps you in a tunnel dwelling. Can't afford that, because I have another soul who relies on me every day. And he's just, you know, everything to me. And maybe if it was 5 years ago, even 4 years ago, and he wasn't around, maybe I'd entertain heartbreak again. I think heartbreak inspires a lot of things within the arts. So it's not such a bad thing. And a lot of the things that are happening to you, if you ever listen to this, are because you inflicted them on yourself. You brought them on yourself. And karma has all of our addresses. No matter how many times we move, no matter what country we go to trying to escape karma, that bitch will find us. And currently she's found you, and that's why no matter who you hang out with, you'll never feel that same connection. Partly because you still love me, but mainly because karma is a motherfucker. And that's where we're leaving for now. That'll be a next writing. Working on. Maybe a swift poem, maybe not. So swift. We'll see. Later. From NYC.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.